Okay, ready? Okay, so we're on page 77 now, and we go to the reading selection 2, and we'll take the, starting from the second verse. So I'll read each line, then you repeat after me. Yatapi mego tanayang.
Yatapi mego tanayang.
Viju mali satakaku.
Viju mali satakaku.
Talang ninancha pureti.
Talang ninancha pureti.
Abivasang vasundaram.
Abivasang vasundaram.
Evang dasana sampano.
Evang dasana sampano.
Sama sambuddha savako.
Sama sambuddha savako.
Machirang adi ganhati.
Machirang adi ganhati.
Pancha tanehi pandito.
Pancha tanehi pandito.
Okay, so yatapi means just as. So it's introducing a simile. Mego is a cloud, particularly a rain cloud. And then it's described as tanayang. Anybody know what grammatical form tanayang is?
Is it present participle?
Right, very good. You see on page 80 they have the verb tanayati, tanayati. So the strong form, or the full form of the present participle would be tanayanto, but in verse, you know, we have to compress words to fit into the meter, so it becomes tanayang. So this is the nominative singular masculine, or masculine nominative singular. So, and it means, tanayata means thunder, to thunder. So just as a cloud which is thundering. And then it's described as viju mali. This is poetic description. Viju is lightning, and mala is a garland of flowers. And one who is wearing a garland, who has a garland, is described as mali. This belongs to the class of nouns. Did we have it in this lesson? Yeah, like on page 84, like machari, one who has greed, is machari. The elephant which has the hand, the trunk, is called hati. So a person who's wearing a garland of flowers is called mali. And here, viju, the lightning, is sort of by implication, it's like the flowers. And just as a person will wear a garland of flowers, so the cloud is said to be wearing a garland of lightning. Because the lightning comes from the cloud, so it sort of decorates the cloud. And then also the cloud is next described is satakaku. It's a little hard to say also. Satakaku. So sata is 100. And kaku is a corner or an angle. And so the cloud, you see it has many little angles. And so it's called 100 corners. That which has 100 corners. just curious to see whether this is the only occurrence of it. Yeah, this is the only place where it occurs in the Pali Canon. So you don't have to worry about that. You're going to be seeing this over and over. Okay, so the cloud, just like a cloud which is thundering, which is wearing a garland of lightning and has 100 corners, then the next line, talang ninancha pureti. Pureti is to fill up. So it fills up. Then tala is highland. Or like the plain. And nina is lowland, like the valley. So the cloud fills up the highland and the lowland, the plain and the valley. Abhi vasang vasundaram. Abhi vasang also means to port to shai, it's actually shayu, to give rain, to rain down. And what grammatical form is abhivasang?
Present participle.
What?
Raining? Present participle.
Again, yeah, again it's the present, it's the short present participle form. So the full present participle would be abhivasanto. But to fit into 8-meter, 8-syllable verse, we use the short form, abhivasang. So raining down, vasundarang. Vasundarang is a poetic word for the earth. Vasu means wealth or treasure, and dara means holding. So the earth is considered to be full, holding a lot of treasures. And so Vasundara comes to mean the earth. And so the cloud fills up the highland and the lowland, raining down on the earth. So that is the simile. Now we come to the application of the simile. Evang da, you recited this, okay. So evang dasana sampano sama sambuddha savako. So evang means just so, or thus, or in the same way. Then we have the subject is sama sambuddha savako. So savaka is the disciple, and it's a compound, disciple of the fully enlightened Buddha. And then the disciple is described as dasana sampanno. So sampanno means possessing, and dasana is insight or vision. So in the same way, the disciple of the fully enlightened Buddha who possesses insight, then macharing adiganhati here the verb adiganhati takes on the meaning to surpass, to excel. Yeah, they give excel, surpasses. So it takes on the meaning to surpass, and then it goes with the object, macharing. Macharing is the miser. So the disciple of the Buddha who possesses insight surpasses the miser. Pancha tanehi, in five aspects or five respects. Mm-hmm. But the Pali uses the instrumental plural, though in English we would use like the locative. We would say he surpasses in five respects. But in Pali, using the instrumental, it's as if saying he surpasses with five respects. But it's, I mean, the meaning is the same. And then the word pandito is just, again, used because it's nominative singular. So what is it describing? What does it go with?
Sambuddha-savako.
Yeah, it goes with savako. So, you see, because this is verse, you know, if it were prose, then it would say something like, evang dasana sampano pandito sama sambuddha savako. It would follow the normal word order. But in verse, you have to get all of the words together, a little bit like resolving a jigsaw puzzle. So, you know, if you have space for pandito, three syllables there, then the word pandita can go there. But because of the agreement of case and number, so a reader will know what it's referring to, that it belongs with savako. So if we want to translate into good English, we would say, starting from Avon, just so the wise, here I'm putting in pandito, in the same way, the wise disciple of the fully enlightened Buddha, one who possesses insight, surpasses the miser in five respects. Any question about this so far? But let's take the next two lines because they actually complete the verse. So, ayuna, then I'll take questions. Ayuna yasasa cheva.
Ayuna yasasa cheva.
Vannena cha sukena cha.
Vannena cha sukena cha.
Save boga paribhulho.
Save boga paribhulho.
Pecha sage pamodati.
Pecha sage pamodati.
Okay, so these are the five respects. So first comes, and notice that the first four are all instrumental, because they're elaborations on pancha tanehi. So ayuna means with life. In English we would say he surpasses him in lifespan. That is, he has a longer lifespan. Then yasasa means with respect to fame. And notice yasasa, this is one of those nouns, if you look on page 85, section number 5, we have the group of nouns that form the stem with AS. This is a group of nouns that was sort of carried over into Pali from Vedic Sanskrit. And so this type if you look at the table of declension of manas, you see the instrumental manasa. And so yasas belongs to that same group. And so we have the instrumental yasasa. So with respect to yasa means fame. Then Shaiva just means and. Okay, then we have vannena. Vanna is beauty. And sukhena, happiness. So far we have four of the ways in which the disciple surpasses the miser. Then the next two lines indicate the fifth way. Sve boga paribhulho pecha sage pamodati. So sa is he. Again, referring to the disciple. The ve is just a filler. It's like, indeed, truly. So he, boga paribhulho, equipped, paribhulho is provided with, equipped with. Let's see what they give, paribhulho. Yeah, they have provided with, possessed of. Boga. Boga is wealth. So the fifth way is that he is provided with wealth. And then because he has a lot of merits, so pecha sage pamodati. So the word pecha means having passed away. Having, in other words, having died, then sage is heaven. And what case is sage? Right, locative singular. So it means in heaven. And pamodati means to rejoice. So it's based on the root mud. So you know we have the quality of the third Brahmavihara, mudita, that is joyfulness, rejoicing. And pamodati is the verb, to rejoice. And now this pecha, I want to show you how that is formed. We have first the prefix, pa. Then we have a verb, eti, which means to go. And so I think in theory there will be could be a verb peti, which means to go away, to depart. But I don't think I don't recall seeing this verb in actual usage. But from peti we get another word, the past participle, which is peta. Do you know this word peta?
Ghost.
That's the word that comes to be translated as, or to understood as, a ghost. And then it, because of the text, it comes to be understood as the hungry ghost. That's the Chinese ug way. But they have various kinds of affliction. One of them is hunger. Some of them are afflicted with thirst. Some with a lot of being always in mud and feces, a lot of dirt. But the original sense is those who have departed, who have left the human world. Okay, but going back to peti, we would have the gerund or absolutive with ya, petya. But again, that tya sound in Pali mutates into the ty, sort of doesn't remain stable in Pali, so it turns into cc, and so we get pecha. So pecha means having gone away, having departed, but having gone away so that one never comes back except as a ghost. So it means having died. And so, having passed away from the human world, he rejoices in heaven. Okay, so putting it all together, just as the rain cloud thundering, wearing a garland of lightning, having 100 points or corners, fills the highland and the lowland, raining down on the earth. Just so the disciple of the fully enlightened one, who is wise, that's the disciple is one who is wise and possessed of insight, surpasses the miser in five respects: in respect of lifespan and fame and beauty and happiness. He indeed, provided with wealth, possessed of wealth, having passed away, rejoices in heaven. Any questions on this? Any problems with understanding the connection of words? Shall we go on? See, it's not all that easy, you know, reading verses, I have to say. Yeah.
You explained, but somehow I'm still a little confused about the first line. Vijumali Satakaku.
Yeah.
Vijumali is, you said, it's a one who has a garland, so it's a nominative?
It's a nominative singular.
Nominative singular, right?
Yeah.
Or Satakaku is also nominative?
Yeah. It must be, Kaku must be a noun of the same class as Biku, a masculine singular ending in U.
What form of case is a nominative, right?
It's a nominative, yeah.
So it's not, the rain is not thundering down those kind of 100 lightning garland. It's not that.
No, no.
Okay.
The cloud doesn't thunder. Let's say, let me put it this way. Vijumali is not an object of Tanayang.
Okay.
Vijumali is the nominative describing Mago. Similarly, Satakaku is nominative singular masculine describing Mago.
Okay.
So Mago is the subject, and it's described as both Tanayang is thundering and is Vijumali wearing a garland of lightning, and is Satakaku having 100 points.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any questions from the internet? Okay, so let's go on to the next passage. Okay, so this passage is from, it occurs in both the Sutta Nipata and the Majjhima Nikaya. Okay, I'll read phrase by phrase, and then you follow after me. Attako Selo Brahmano.
Attako Selo Brahmano.
Tihi Manavaka Satehi Parivuto.
Tihi Manavaka Satehi Parivuto.
Yena Keniyasa Jatilasa Asamo.
Yena Keniyasa Jatilasa Asamo.
Tain Upasankami.
Tain Upasankami.
Okay, so attako just means then. And then the subject here in the nominative is a Brahmin named Sela. And the Brahmin Sela is tihi manavaka satehi parivuto. He is accompanied by 300 young men. These are his students, because he is a prominent learned Brahmin master. So he's teaching 300 young Brahmins. So accompanied by 300 young men, yena keniyasa jatilasa asamo, where the ashram of the Kaniya, that's the man's name, and he is described as a Jatila. Do you know what the Jatila is?
Jati.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the Jati, what?
Oh, they're not, I'm sorry, Jains?
They're not the Jains, no. The Jati is the matted hair coming down, you know, not uncut matted hair. They don't go get a haircut, so they just let the hair grow long, 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 and then I guess they twist it into mats. Even if you go to India today and some of the ashrams, you'll see them. Now I think they become like the followers of Shiva, so they're the Shaivite ascetics. So they have the long hair and long beards, and they carry a trident, a staff with three points. Often they're very big physically. So he's a matted hair ascetic. So the Brahmin Sela approached the hermitage of Kaniya, the matted hair ascetic. Okay, then, Adasako Selo Brahmano.
Adasako Selo Brahmano.
Kaniya Asamiye Jatile.
Kaniya Asamiye Jatile.
Apekache.
Apekache.
Udanani Kanante.
Udanani kanante.
Apekache.
Apekache.
Katani palenti.
Katani palenti.
Apekache.
Okay.
Bhajanani dovante.
Bhajanani dovante.
Apekache.
Apekache.
Uraka manikang.
Udata manikang.
Patita painti.
Patita painti.
Apekache.
Apekache.
Asanani.
Asanani.
Panya painti.
Panya painti.
Okay, so we start off here. Again, this is that elegant feature of putting the verb at the beginning of the sentence. But the real, well, in translation, we should start with the subject, Sailo Brahmano. So the Brahmin Saila saw, then the object is Jatile. Here, Jatile is plural. It's accusative plural. So these would be the other matted hair ascetics. Apparently, Kaniya is like the leader of the group, and these are his pupils who also have the matted hair. So he saw the matted hair ascetics, Kaniya Asamiye, who belonged to the hermitage, who belonged to Kaniya's hermitage. Now you see the word Asama means hermitage. And Asamiya turns it into an adjective, that which belongs to. So it means he saw the ascetics who belonged to Kaniya's hermitage. Even in English, we would say something like, he saw the hermitage ascetics. So here, when we have the phrase hermitage ascetics, hermitage is functioning not as a noun, but as an adjective describing ascetics. Or we could say, he saw the Zhuangyan monastery nuns. Okay, well, we have that sentence, Zhuangyan monastery becomes not a noun, but it's really functioning as an adjective describing the nuns who belong to Zhuangyan monastery. Okay, so first he sees them, and now there's going to be description of what they're doing. So, ape kache udanani kanante. And notice we have kanante, all of these present participles, kanante, palenti, dovante, patita painti, panya painti. Notice that they're all accusative plurals, present participles in the accusative plurals. Why are they accusative plurals?
They're adjective for
Jatile. Yeah, because they're all describing Jatile. So Jatile, the ascetics, are the objects of Saila, the Brahmin, what he's seeing. And then these present participles are describing what the ascetics are doing. Then ape kache means like some. So some, the first is kanante. Literally, that's digging out. And udana is an oven, because they're going to be providing a meal, so that what actually happened is that Kaniya has invited the Buddha together with the whole Sangha of monks, 500 monks, to come for a meal that morning. And so because they have so many visitors coming now, they have to dig up ovens for cooking the food. So some are digging up the ovens. Ape kache katani palenti. Some are splitting firewood, because they got to cook the food, they have to burn the fire, they have to burn wood. ape kache bhajanani dovante. Some are washing dishes. So after they cook the food, they have to put it into bowls for serving. So they're washing the dishes. Ape kache uraka manikang pati tapenti. Okay, so some are setting up. Uraka means water, and manika, it must mean a kind of big pitcher or barrel in which clean water is stored. Yeah, the glossary gives manika a big jar or pot. And pati tapenti means to set it up. Because I guess a number of them have to, a big jug or even a barrel would be very heavy, so they all have to lift it together. And then apekache asanani panyapenti. So some are preparing seats. Any questions about this?
I remember once you were talking about...
Wait, let's... Stephen started to speak. Let him go first.
I was wondering, patita painte is related to patitana, satipatana. You said setting up of mindfulness?
Yeah, but satipatana is actually probably sati plus upatana. Whereas this is patitana. They're similar in sense.
Okay.
But of course, the upatana in regard to sati is more the mental process. Okay. Ayasantusika?
Pandey, I was looking at the translation that we've been given. I don't know if you have that handy. You know, the file that from the... the lady who was from Australia?
Yeah, who's here right now, actually.
Hello. And I just wondered about the first part of the, where they came to, it sounded like what you were, the way you were translating now is a little bit different.
Let me just see. Okay, I have it.
We lost Kim.
She'll come back on. Okay. Okay, now I have that the passage. Okay, go on, continue with the point.
You were saying I think that he came accompanied by 300 Madhira ascetics seeing the Madhira ascetics sort of the Kenya's monastery. And here it seems like it's saying coming to the monastery of, or the hermitage of the Madhira ascetic. So what would you say? Is it really in that first sentence, in that sentence, is it really referring to the Madhira ascetics that sort of belong to this monastery, or is it the monastery itself?
Wait, I'm not sure that I get... I'm trying to find the passage at the same... Okay, I have the passage.
Right at the bottom of page 53 there, on your text, it says... he's accompanied by the 300 Brahmin students.
Yeah.
He came to the Madan Harris-Sedic Kenyan's Hermitage.
Yeah.
And maybe that is what you said when you were translating, but I heard you. What I heard was that they came to where the matted hair ascetics belonging to the hermitage were. You know, so as much it was this does. So basically, the question is, does this Jatilasa Kinyasa, is that referring to the people who live there or the hermitage itself?
No, in the first sentence, Kaniyasa Jatilasa Asamo, that means the hermitage of the ascetic Kaniya. So,
okay.
The Brahmin Salo, together with his 300 students, approached the hermitage of the ascetic Kaniya. But then the next sentence, the Brahmin Sela saw the ascetics belonging to the hermitage engaged in these various actions.
Okay,
got
thank
it?
You. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's go to the next sentence. Okay, Kaniyangpana.
Kaniyangpana.
Jatilang.
Jatilang.
Samangyeva.
Samangyeva.
Mandala Malang.
Mandala Malang.
Pariyadentang.
Pariyadentang.
Actually, this should also be part of the same sentence, because this is also the object of what Sela, the Brahmin, is seeing. So it's actually, I would say, you know, grammatically faulty to have put a period there and started the next with a capital. Because this is what he sees. He sees the Jatila Kaniya, the matted hair ascetic, him, Samangyeva means himself. Then Mandala Malang Patiya Daintang. So Patiya Daintang is preparing. And Mandala Mala would be like a pavilion, you know, setting up a canopy. You know, like when, like we have the Buddha's birthday or the summer school, the summer camp, we set up these coverings on poles so that the students could eat the meals outside without getting, or the visitors can eat the meals outside without getting exposed to the heat. So he's putting up the Jatila ascetic Kaniya himself is setting up a pavilion. And make that all part of the same sentence. Okay, I think it's almost 3 o'clock, so we'll pause here, then continue with this. Did you have a question?
Quick one, Bhante.
Yeah.
Here, Kenyasa Mie Jatile, is that how you said it's accusative, not laudative?
Yeah, this is, that I'm sorry, the E at the end, Kenya Asamiye, turns that expression into an adjective describing Jatile. So Jatile is accusative plural. And so Kenya Asamiye is also accusative plural.
Oh, I see. So this is where you said it's the adjective describing the Jatilas.
Right.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it were saying that he saw the ascetics in Kaniya's hermitage, then it would be Kaniya Asame. But this is Iye. We lost you for a moment.
Oh, was the whole group dropped?
No, just you.
Oh, okay.
Let me just tell you quickly, because we're going to stop now, but just what you missed, what I said is that after Panya Painti, you see they have a period and then
yeah.
a capital.
Yeah.
That's actually a wrong punctuation. It should be a comma, and Kaneyong should start, well, it's a personal name, so it could have a capital. But Kaneyong Jatilang is still the object, the accusative singular. So this is still describing from the viewpoint of the Brahmin sailor what he is seeing. So he sees the Jatila Kaneya, Samangyeva means himself, Mandala Malang is a pavilion, and Pati Yadaintung is present participle, accusative singular, meaning preparing. So he sees, Sela, the Brahmin, sees the ascetic Kaneya himself setting up a pavilion.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, that's it. Now we're going to stop here. And we end with, as usual, with three half bows to the Buddha.